صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله، كان وانت ذا فيك فلات أسند with a heart dark from the valley of sin escape and on your ship embark. إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة، أبا عبد الله comes face to face with an army of a thousand men and asks them, Alanam alayna, are you with us or against us? Hur responds, Bal alayka ya Aba Abdullah, we have come to block your path, O Aba Abdullah. Nor can you return to Medina, nor will we permit you to enter Kufa. Tonight I do not want to speak about the letters, nor do I want to speak of the cowardly hearts that turned against the son of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. Tonight I want to put myself in the position of the man that looks into the eyes of the son of the messenger of Allah and tells him, Bal alayka ya Aba Abdullah, we are against you, Aba Abdullah. We have heard your call, yet we have come to oppose you, O Imam of our time. On the night of Ashura, Hur cannot sleep, Hur cannot bear to hear the cries of Al-Atash, Al-Atash, from the children of Aba Abdullah. He knows that while it was Hussein who quenched his thirst and even the thirst of his horses, it was he who moved the family of the Prophet away from the river of Furat. It was he who blocked the path of Aba Abdullah. On the morning of the 10th of Muharram, Aba Abdullah calls out to his enemies, أما من مغيث يغيثنا لوجه الله، أما من ضاب يضب عن حرم رسول الله. Is there anyone to come to our aid for the sake of Allah? Is there anyone who will be a defender of the household of the Prophet of Allah? At this moment, Hur approaches Umar ibn Sa'd and asks him, أَمُقَاتِلٌ أَنْتَ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ, do you really intend on killing this man, O Umar ibn Sa'd? Then Mal'un responds, I am going to wage a war where the easiest part will be the severing of heads and the falling of hands. Hur pulls himself away from the army and begins to pace back and forth. One of his companions comes to him and says, Hur, if I had to name one warrior in all of Kufa, the first person I would think of would be you. Why is it now that your body is shivering and shaking? He says, Wallah, أخير نفسي بين الجنة والنار. By Allah, I see myself standing between paradise and the hellfire. And by Allah, I will never choose anything over paradise, even if my body is chopped to pieces and burned. Look at how in the valley of darkness, a light still flickers in the heart of Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. He can see very clearly what the outcome of the day will be. But when he gazes upon the face of the son of Zahra, he knows that no path is more worthy than the path of purity. Or takes his son and his servant, and he gets on his horse, while his hands are on his head, crying out with grief and regret. Allahumma inni tubtu ilayk, fatub alayya. Faqad arabtu qulub awliyayk, wa awladi bint nabiyyak. With deep regret, he is making his way towards the tents of the Master of Martyrs. He is rushing towards the Ark of Salvation, crying out, "Oh Allah, I have turned back towards you, so accept my repentance." As my heart is shivering out of fear that I have wronged the children of the daughter of Rasul Allah. Some say that all of a sudden, Hur threw himself to the ground and began crawling towards the tents of Abu Abdullah. Abbas saw him in this state and told him, "Irfa' ra'sak ya shaykh, raise your head up. Why is it that you are looking down hopeless when you are standing in front of the Ark of Salvation and the Lantern of Guidance?" Hur looks up at Abu Abdullah and confesses, "I was the one that blocked your path. I was the one that left you here stranded and thirsty. I did not think that they would really draw their swords against you. So now I have come to seek forgiveness. Is there a way back for me? Can I undo my mistakes?" Look at the purity of Hur. He has come back regretful. Abu Abdullah gives him a warm smile and says, "Na'am, yatubu Allahu alayk." Not only does Hur receive Hussein's warm embrace, but a man who was once a commander of the army of Shaytan was given permission to be one of the first martyrs in the army of Islam. We see that there are only a few companions on the day of Ashura that fought and did not call out to Imam al-Hussein as they fell towards their shahada. One of these individuals was Hur. He was so embarrassed that he left the son of Lady Fatima al-Zahra stranded in Karbala without water, that when he fell, he did not have the courage to bid farewell to Abu Abdullah. But what a pure heart he must have had, that without even calling out to him, Abu Abdullah rushes towards him and comes to clean the dust from his face. La ilaha illallah. What does he say? "Anta al-hur kama sammatka ummuk, hurran fi dunya wal akhirah." You are free, O Hur, just as your mother named you. Abu Abdullah speaks to Hur as though he is speaking to his own son, Ali Akbar. What an honor! In his last moments, he was laying in the lap of the Master of Martyrs. But I want to say this, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, I too confess that I am a sinner. I too confess that I wronged you while knowing your position. But I also know that you are a kind master. Won't you allow me to enter your camp? Won't you allow me to return to your service? Don't tell me that you saw me wandering astray and rejected me. Don't tell me that you saw me turning away from you, so you turned away from me. Ya Sahib al-Zaman, I too desire that you come and take my head in your hands in my last moments. يا صاحب الزمان ازدعني forgiveness for me. Is there a way back to you for me? صلى الله عليه يا أبا عبد الله.